This is CliffCentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Future CEOs here on Cliff Central. And that was just a fantastic conversation with the guys from the African Leadership Academy who ran this event last week, which was called the Model African Union, where they took a whole bunch of young people, stuck them into various rooms where they ran these sessions independent of any adult supervision. And it was such a remarkable experience. Hlubi, what did you think of these guys who are going to, or certainly Selma, who's going to be chairing the meeting next week? Next year, I beg your pardon, not next week.
You know what? I think it's more than a job to all of them. I think it's a vocation, and I think it's a calling, and it's a blessing, and it's an anointing just really to progress our continent further. And speaking about progression and thinking about changing people's lives, you know what? We can all do it in our various ways, from continental or one-on-one with women giving birth to young babies.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Mommy Fit.
Oh, okay.
Our startup session for this half hour. Welcome to Nicole Haynes Thorne.
Hey, Sluby. Hey, Gareth.
I like Welcome. It. How's that vibe? Yeah, that chill.
Just easy.
That's
just,
what we like. We like it.
Nicole, tell us about yourself, a little bit of your background, and then where did Mommy Fit come from?
Okay, so hi, guys. Hi, listeners. I'm a mom of two beautiful children. And obviously, I started Mommy Fit. The reason why was just because when I was pregnant, once upon a time, I found that there wasn't really enough available for pregnant women at this stage. So we're talking maybe 3-4 years ago. And sort of a friend and I were chatting, and I said to her, "Hey, man, what do you think about us starting up a pre and postnatal group fitness specialization?" She said, "Yeah, that's cool." So we went forth and we did it. So that's a little bit about me.
So it was as easy as a conversation. I think sometimes we overanalyze, and when we want to start a business and we want to do something, we try and find schemes and ways to do things. This was just a conversation.
It was literally a conversation. It was literally phone up Pam and I said to her, "Listen, this is what I'm struggling with at the moment." Mm. You know, the fact that I've always been active, very active. You know, you find yourself that you're pregnant and you want to continue that. You go to, I would say, a lot of these commercial gyms, and they're great. They're fantastic. Mm. However, I found that when I went there, you know, you walk in, it's like steering a ship, anybody who's been pregnant. And
the environment isn't comfortable.
I wouldn't say you join these classes, it's great, it's fantastic. You're with other women, you're vibing. And the instructor, you go to your instructor and say, "Listen, I'm 6 months pregnant, I'm 4 months pregnant. What alternative exercises can I do?" She says, "Oh, I don't know. But best advice is please don't give birth." That's what I found.
That's some interesting stuff. But what I hear what you're saying, I mean, I can't relate. But I definitely hear, because I mean, I've got some family who, and she's very, very active. But now she, I don't know, I think she's only a few months on, but or into the process. Yeah. But she still feels like, and she said it this way, and so I think I can say it this way. She felt like something was going to fall out of her if she was jumping around too much. And I mean, is that what we're talking about? I mean, is that a good way to describe it?
It is, but you know what? I think your body is changing. Anybody who's been pregnant, who's had kids, they would say that. I would say it's an alien invasion.
Okay.
The most amazing alien invasion.
Of course.
However, you know, women just feel like, oh, their bodies are changing. They're rapidly changing. How do I now continue what I was doing? Which, by the way, if you are pregnant and you are exercising, you can achieve the most amazing results. And I don't think women know that. So yes, you do. You go into a commercial environment. You see a lot of other women who look fantastic. And then, like I said, you're steering a ship. And it is a little bit awkward. You know, I think things have progressed from there. I mean, not to say that, you know, our commercial gyms now, I mean, they are obviously changing. But I said, you know, 4 years ago, that wasn't happening for me.
Okay, so let's talk to the future CEOs listening to you. So Mommy Fit, 3 years in existence, correct?
No, we launched last year, October.
Okay.
And again, it was a conversation. We said, okay, this is what we need. We needed sort of myself and my friend Pamela Smith. She's a nutritionist. She does baby massage.
Lovely.
Sports massage. So we had the right tools. Myself, I've been in the fitness industry going on 14 years. Please don't see the gray that's happening there. And
What have been the challenges so far?
The challenges...
In the year that you've been on it.
The challenges have been, I would say, finding an establishment which is close enough that you can work from, and obviously making the right connections with people. So it's not just a case of, us being solely by ourselves. You know, we want people to collaborate with us. So, mm-hmm. Discussing, bringing on doulas on board, midwives, gynecologists, that sort of thing. It's one thing to facilitate the fitness side of things, but also the nutrition, the information. That's a big thing as well. Is we need a little bit more of that, which is what we're hoping to achieve, and just getting your name out there as well. Getting people involved. I think a lot of women are very reluctant, possibly to try new things, as well. I think we've got our establishments there, and we're saying, okay, come on, do it with us. We will take you on that next trip, that next step, that journey. It is a journey, and we are trying to follow that with our clients as well.
What has been your experience going out and trying to get clients or get people to come in through word of mouth? So, that's a very affordable way to get clients. You don't have to break the bank to speak to someone. Is that a mechanism that you have been using, or are you scared to do it? Because there are those young entrepreneurs out there, and when I say young, I'm not talking about age, I'm talking about the situation in their business where they don't have the budgets. To be able to splash the cash on big marketing campaigns and so on. What have you been doing to try and get that kind of traction?
Yeah, a lot of what we've been doing is social media. So Facebook, it is word of mouth as well. We have been discussing it with people. I've got a very lovely contact with the newspaper as well. So, I say to listen, this is what's happening. This is what we're doing. Again, it's breaking out there a little bit more. Slowly but surely, I would say that it wasn't as quick as what we'd assume. You launch the product, we launch ourselves, and we say, let's go for it. And people come flooding in. It's a slow process. The more clients we get in, and people who say, oh my gosh, I had a session with Nix or Pam, it's amazing. Yes, word of mouth does work, but again, it's just getting that traction going. Mm-hmm. That's what we're finding at this point in time. And
what would you do differently, Nikki?
I wouldn't do anything differently. Mm-hmm. I think as a young business, as a mother, as a wife, it's hard work, number one. It's time that you need at the end of the day. So I think we're on the right path, and it is gaining traction, but I wouldn't do anything differently. Possibly, yes, my social media skills possibly are a little bit, I would say, flawed.
Rather you say it than us.
Yes, I must say I'm not a fan of the tweets. But I have spoken to people, and they said to me, get out there, get Instagramming, all of those things. Our next move would be to Instagram all of our sessions, which
Absolutely.
Would be super. Blogging as well, blogging of what we're doing. There is a lot of information, myself being a mom, myself being pregnant once upon a time, those sorts of things, the exercises that I've done. But again, it's a slow process. It's learning. I am learning.
What I really like about what you're saying, because you've got a fantastic brand, a fantastic website as well, so we've looked at it, and it's not just about, I think a lot of people, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Kluby, but a lot of people, certainly those that have come in here who are just starting out, they think, I'm going to put a great website out there, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and then, as you've said, it takes a little bit longer than what you thought. That didn't make it. So if you were to just look back on your journey, and Kluby's already asked what would you do differently, but if you could expedite or fast track something, what would you fast track right now to help you get clients through the door? What would you do?
I would have started off with the Instagramming. Okay. Instagramming the photos and the blogging as okay. well. I would have launched that from the word go. That has been a lesson. Not something that, you know, you turn around and think, oh, but like you said, you know, it's a growing process. It's something that we all need to be aware of. Again, I come across people and they're just like, oh, you're in the Stone Age. So, you know, yes, I would definitely do that straight up.
Advice. What has been a great source of advice that you received for your business and from whom?
Gosh, it would have to be from Mr. Mark Ashton.
Okay, interesting. And he was on our show last week. Hey?
Yes, he is. He is a good friend of mine, and he just said, just keep persevering. He said, just keep. You know, you're going to hit your head against the wall a couple of times. Don't give up. I think a lot of people, you know, they have an idea, great ideas, awesome ideas, and they think if it doesn't work out the first time, they must pack it up, close the door. You know, don't even consider it again. I don't think. If you don't succeed the first time, that it's a complete failure. I think you've got to keep trying and trying all sorts of avenues. The other thing is talk to people. Mm-hmm. You don't understand how many people out there have some idea or product or skill that you can use and utilize. The amount of people that I've met, just generally, we held an open day last week, Saturday, and the women who came, they are amazing. They are an amazing resource. Don't burn your bridges. No matter who you meet somewhere along the line is going to at least maybe, you know, owe you a favor or do something, or, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Don't ever burn those bridges, and keep people, you know, keep in contact with people all the time. People are amazing. They have amazing skills, abilities, and unless you actually talk to them, if you sit behind, like you said, your website or your flyers, or I don't think you get enough interaction or sort of exposure to what is out there and how they can in turn assist you. I also think when you are starting out as well, if you have a great product, if you have a great website, you know, if somebody else, again, has a small business, don't nail them for money in terms of advertising. Say to them, listen, this is what I'm going to offer you right now. If I can partner up with you, offer, say, my client a percentage, you know, I will do the same.
So you're talking about a little bit of networking, collaboration.
Absolutely.
And again, we've had a really good show on collaboration as well. Your biggest mistake, what's been your biggest mistake so far? And I think you've said social media. Let's move away from that. From an operations perspective, perhaps?
Operations, I would say, not tending enough time to the admin.
Okay.
I would say, yeah,
okay,
operationals. And then again, it's time, finding the time to juggle everything. You know, I know people, again, they've got families, they've got kids, they've got other commitments as well. But you've got to find time. You know, I know there's 24 hours in a day, but you know what, you've got to make it 36. It's just par for the course, and it's only for a few months or hours. You've got to do it. You've actually got to do it.
Tell us how you cope with failure. Or lack of confidence.
To be brutally honest, suits and a glass of wine.
Yeah, together simultaneously.
Oh, failure. It happens. It's human nature. You review what it is that what went wrong, but you also revere what you did right, and then from there, you reassess. You like regroup. You come together, you regroup, you discuss it, you analyze it, and you move on. You move on, you move forward. You have to.
Is there a story that you can share with us that you feel comfortable sharing with us around this? I mean, there are those of our future CEOs community are out there listening, they're saying, yes, yes. just build that bridge with them. Tell us a story.
You had a rough week. Tell us about your rough week.
You know what?
We all had rough weeks, let me tell you that.
You know, I suppose in this little industry that we've got here, you know, we rely on our clients coming in and also sharing their personal journeys. However, what was considered a failure is a doctor came back and he said, unfortunately, you cannot continue. your training sessions.
Mm.
That, you know what, it is a health risk, absolutely. You know, and it's not to do with anything other than the fact that that was what was happening at that point in time. You know, it is a blow, but it's not a blow in so far as we've made a connection with that person.
Mm.
We will continue that journey with them postnatal, but that is a blow.
Mm.
And you know, it's par for the course. That's just in our industry. And you've got to say, that's fine, but we will find more people, we'll get more clients, and we'll move on. So, yes, it, you know, with that, we've got to say, oh, our journey ends there. And, our, you know, we're waiting in the wings to see what happened. But I actually, you know, I would almost say, you know what, doctor's right. Doctor's 100% right.
Absolutely.
Let's really look at that later.
Yep.
You know, so postnatal.
So, you know, the thing with starting a business is that it becomes your baby. And no, I mean, you see all these puns and things.
Pun.
No, so it really does become your baby. And I guess from a female perspective, you feel emotion differently to the way men do. We can divorce ourselves from certain things more easily than what you ladies might be able to do. How do you feel about this business? Is it an emotional thing for you? And what would be your... Well, let's hear how you feel first. Maybe you don't have advice, but is there advice to those who are out there who just, you know, they can't let go, but they should?
You know what? It's very emotionally raw for me, I think, because I am a mom.
Mm.
I did give birth. I see moms, especially first-time moms, who are just, they are just in awe of what's going on. So, yes, I am very much involved emotionally, I would say. So, yes, it's very difficult for me to walk away as well. It is my baby, I would say. But also, I think, yeah, that, you know, so if anybody out there who is doing something, I would say be passionate about it, 100%. It might lead you down a different path than what one you are on now. You know, these things do evolve. They do change. Mm. You know, people give you different ideas. We think, oh, maybe I should try this. Maybe I should do that. But definitely, I would say it is very emotional for me, and I'm quite invested.
Phoebe, you know what I love about this conversation is not once have we spoken about money here. It's all it's all about
which is a good thing, Gary.
Absolutely. The fact is that we must do something that we connect with, and you keep on repeating these phrases where it's clear you connect very strongly with what you're doing. Phoebe?
For those people who are interested in the fitness industry, which is already is quite overly saturated in the past like decade, you know. But as a woman, I think it's great to diversify, especially if you just don't want to be a personal trainer and want to be, you know, the kind of mommy fit kind of entrepreneur. What three things can you tell them to lead them in the right direction when you want to open up your own pre and postnatal or any fitness adventure?
I would say, number one, sure.
How did it all begin for you?
Again, it was an idea that came to life. If you are passionate about something, don't wait around. I think personally, I waited a little bit too long.
Okay.
So if you're passionate about something, go ahead and do it. Don't be scared, because don't sit back and think, what if?
Mm.
If you don't have the starter capital, speak to people, find out, network. Try and work something out. You don't need to have huge amounts of capital to start up. Sure, you know, it'll come. It will come. But you don't need to have billions to start off with. And the third thing, enjoy it. Mm. Enjoy it. If you wake up every morning and you're like, I am rearing to go, you are doing the right thing. If it's something that you're dragging your feet about, maybe it's something that you should reconsider. You know, these things, again, you are presented with an opportunity. You either run with it, and again, it might not stay in the same form that it started off with.
Good
it
point.
Will evolve. There are many ideas out there. And you know what? The sky's the limit in terms of what you can and cannot do. Or rather, what you can do, not what you can't do.
Sure.
So, you know, grab the bull by the horns and do it. People are always, and again, you know, the fitness industry, I think it is quite fickle that, you know, the next, you know, I remember when spinning was amazing. You know, everyone is spinning. I mean, I am a spinning instructor. So, you know, but again, is people enjoy what's out there and new things. And I mean, CrossFit, you know, these
be creative
boot camps. Absolutely. So, for example, if you don't have a studio available and you have, say, a different venue, choose it. Go to it. Why not?
Mm.
What is stopping you?
Well, I mean, I think about the show that we did, I mean, it feels like a long time ago now, The Business of Fitness. We had Gavin Perry, who was a WBFF or something like that, pro, that came into studio. Now, he's a friend of mine. I've known him for a very long time. And he started out giving personal training classes or opportunities or sessions in people's homes. And so he didn't need startup capital. He needed a little bit of advertising.
Absolutely,
made himself look a certain way so he could sell his product in a certain kind of way. And then he would go to people's homes. And it evolved from there to the point where that's his life now. And he
Absolutely.
Makes a very good living.
And successful as well. Gareth.
Exactly. So I really connect with what you're saying about doing what actually makes you get up in the morning. Very, very nice. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Luby. Do you have a couple more questions?
2 years' time, where do you want to see yourself? 2 to 5 years' time.
I would have taken over the world by then.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how you would have been able to do that because that's what we're doing. So find your own place.
2 years' time. I would like to see that the information and obviously the skills that I'm imparting with my clients. So I'd say skill, you know, the classes that we are giving and the information will become a household brand.
Mm.
That's what I would like to see in 2 years' time. You know, women who find themselves in the same situation I did are given enough information to make informed decisions based on whatever it is that they want to do. That's what I'd like to see in 2 years' time.
Okay, so here's an on-the-spot question. What's your next step then? In order to achieve that, what's your next step? Just
I'm
that first
gonna
one.
I'm going to master Instagram like no one's
okay,
yeah.
So that is the next step. Well, I mean, it's been a very insightful conversation. Maybe one question before we part company from my side. From a certain perspective, I guess when we look at a business like MommyFit, we may see it as a nice to have. But what it sounds like here is that it's actually a must have. Sell yourself from that angle for a moment, very, very quickly, please, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, it's a must-have. Women who train while they are pregnant are able to achieve maximum results that you would if you were not pregnant, believe it or not. So with the help of a nutritionist, balanced diet, and information regarding being pregnant as well, that is a must-have that you need to have. One day when you are 30, 40, 50, and you've been training throughout, you will be able to, having a boy or a girl, very busy bodies, you will be able to keep up with your kids.
Mm, very nice.
You know, 30, 40, 50, right? 50 is the new 30, right? You know, right now. It is a must. It's imperative in terms of our development, our aging process, that sort of thing, you know? So, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. I'll definitely be coming to you when I have my little bambino.
I will hold you to
Mommy Fit, here I come.
That's not an announcement, is it?
No.
Just checking. All right. Well, thank you very, very much, Nicole, for being here.
Thanks,
Mommy
Gareth.
Fit, it's mommyfit.co.za. Is
yes.
that correct? All right. So if you are a mom or looking to be a mom, go to mommyfit.co.za. As what's the right term? Endorsed by Future CEOs. We'll talk about what that costs in off there. Now we're just playing. But thank you. Thank you very much for
That's
joining
great.
Us
Thanks
for Future
for
CEOs.
Me.
We really appreciate it. Luby, it's great to see you.
Had a great time, as usual.
And it really, really was a very, very good conversation. All right. We'll see you same time, same place next week, Thursday. Have a great Easter and a great long weekend. Travel safely.
God bless.
This is CliffCentral.com.